Hey guys, it's your girl Sarai, and you are currently listening to Surviving Sacrifice with Sarai. I'm your host. I am I would say teenage girl, but technically I'm not a teenager anymore. I am 20 years old, if you guys don't know. The last time I recorded an episode for this was literally a year ago. Literally, like, I'm just gonna be so for real with y'all. Like, literally, I have been focusing on so many things that are just not the things that I think the Lord are calling me to, and just getting really stressed about certain things that, like, he does not desire me to be stressed about. But I just generally feel like today I am talking and I'm doing this episode, and this episode, like, I'm not even on my mic, I'm literally on voice memos, because the Lord is like, you keep putting earthly things in front of my presence, in front of my calling. Like, I am calling you to do something, but you get so caught up on, I need to have the right equipment, I need to have the right things. But, like, the Holy Spirit will provide, the people that need to hear it will listen to it. And I just think that I just genuinely just had to get that off my chest first and foremost. Like, and when you see the scripture that we're going to be diving in today, you're going to see, like, why I'm getting so immensely convicted. Like, the Lord put the scripture on my heart earlier today, and I was like, wow. And he keeps bringing the podcast back to my memory, especially since it's one of those things that he has always told me to do, and just always has been very, you know, pushy and telling me to be obedient and stop being disobedient. But delayed obedience is disobedience. And Lord, I pray for forgiveness over that, because that is just not good. Like, I need to be with you and obeying you and allowing your spirit to lead me in beautiful and glorious ways. So right now, this is the first, like, official episode of this podcast, because literally I am gonna be so for real with you. Like, I just can't do it no more. I can't do it no more with me just not listening to the Lord and just doing what Sarai wants to do and getting scared of the outcomes, or scared if I don't do it right. For I know that if the Lord is going to lead me to do something, if he's going to call me to do something, he will sustain me all the way there. And he will provide ways for me to be sustained spiritually, physically, and emotionally. And I just need to truly trust in him. So right now, right before we start anything, let's just truly go to the Lord in prayer and truly just ask him to be here in this moment. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I just thank you so much for this time. I thank you so much for your goodness and your faithfulness and constantly meeting me where I am at, Lord, and just your faithfulness and your steadfastness and your resistance, like, not resistance, but your restraint and your patience, and just you just being there and just loving me and just constantly pouring into me and constantly, you know, waiting on me and not just giving up on me, but truly just for being such a good God, but also a just God. And that reminds me that if I do not listen to you, if I am not being the, well, how would I want to say this, Lord, but if I am not living in the way that you intended me to live, there is constantly going to be this sense of conflict in my life and this constant state of anxiety, Lord, because I'm not living in the way that you have told me to live. But, Lord, I just pray that we will remember that, and remember that I need to be ready for you, Lord. I need to be ready for your coming. Allow me to keep my spirit filled in your word, Lord. Allow me not to quench his spirit, Lord. Allow me not to think that tomorrow is going to happen. Allow me not to boast in tomorrow and put pride in tomorrow, put pride in myself, but put pride solely in you and boast on your works, O Lord, because you are the only one who has saved me. It's not been my works or my good deeds or my righteousness or anything, because all those things come from you. They come from an outflow of love in you, Lord. So I just thank you so much, Lord. Lord, I just pray for anyone who is hearing this, who is going through a hard time, who needs healing, who needs anything, Lord. Lord, if it's emotional, physical, or spiritual healing, I pray that it'll be healed. They will be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. And maybe this healing isn't the healing that they think that they need, Lord, but I pray that the healing that you know that they need, Lord, that you know intricately, when you look at their heart, when you look at their soul, when you look at their body that you have so perfectly designed, the healing that you know they need, Lord, I pray that you will grant it over them, Lord. Lord, I just thank you so much, Lord, for your goodness and your faithfulness, Lord. Lord, I just pray, I pray against the attack of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus, against the attack of the enemy and all the demons are in the spiritual realm, Lord, against your church, for a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. And I have been seeing so much division in your church, Lord, and it's because of people's own pride and pride in themselves and pride in their knowledge, but not taking pride in you, Lord, because you are one God, you are one Trinitarian God, Lord. You are Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord, for your goodness and how you walk in unity is how you want your creation and want your church to walk in unity, Lord. So I just pray that there will be no divisiveness in your church anymore, Lord. I just pray that the enemy will stop planting seeds. And Lord, I pray that people take your scriptures seriously. So when you say, do not let the sun go down on your anger, Lord, that they will not let the sun go down on their anger, because they do not want to give Satan an opportunity to slither in and cause something. Lord, I just thank you so much for your goodness and your grace, Lord. And I just pray over this episode, Lord. I pray over your word of God, Lord. I pray that it will not be me who is talking, but your Holy Spirit through me, Lord, because I cannot do anything. My flesh is weak, but the Spirit is able and willing, Lord. So, Lord, I just thank you so much. And in the mighty name of Jesus, I just thank you. And I pray that you will bless all the people that are listening. And I pray that the words that are coming from you will not fall on deaf ears, but any words that are coming from me and not of you will fall on deaf ears in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you so much for this day. And I thank you so much for your presence and just everything that you're doing. I love you so much in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, so let's get to it. So recently, I'm gonna be like so for real with y'all. I have been, when it comes to my relationship with the Lord, it's been a little wishy-washy. Like, I just, it's not like wishy not wishy-washy on his side, but definitely wishy-washy on my side. And it's not wishy-washy in the thing that you would, in the way that you would think. Like, I think a lot of times when people think of like, oh my gosh, my relationship with Christ has been wishy-washy, you think I'm like falling back into sin, like the sins of like when I first was like, you know, whatever. Or it's like, oh, I haven't been reading my Bible every day. But like, I have been reading my Bible every day, but I think it's been wishy-washy in my heart posture, because I feel like a lot of times a lot of people think that it's like, oh, I read my Bible every day, I pray every day, you know, I do all the workly things. But I think it's been wishy-washy because my love for God hasn't been consistent, and my eagerness to know him hasn't been like consistent. And like how he talks in Revelations to the church of Laodicea, I might be that church, I might be wrong, you know, Lord, if I'm wrong, I'm sorry. But it's like the church of like, you lost your first love. Like, you're doing everything right, you're doing all the right works, but you're losing your first love. And I feel like in this season and like through the last year or so, I've been really like wrestling with the Lord, being like, I want my first love back. But he's like, you can't say you want your first love back and aren't willing to, you know, do the steps to get that first love back. Because the first love that I initially had with the Lord was a love where I was constantly searching his word and constantly getting to know him and constantly praying and constantly asking him questions and constantly allowing him into my life. But I feel like sometimes we get so complacent in our faith because we know so much about God, and like, y'all can't see it, but I put quotation marks up, because like, we don't know everything that we need to know about God, but we have some earthly knowledge, so we feel like we don't need to seek him as much. But let me tell you, seek the kingdom first and the rest will be added to you. So like, if you keep start seeking all this other stuff and like not truly seeking the Lord, like, it's just not, it's gonna all come back void. Like, that's not what God wants us to do. So I'm just gonna be so for real with you. Like, I have just been doing a lot of things that are the more spiritual things and the more God honoring things, but they are not God centered and rooted in God's love. Like, it's like in a sense of like, you know, he who started a good work in you will bring it to completion. And it's funny because it's he who started a good work in you, not you who started a good work in you. But so many times I let God start a good work in me, and then with my flesh, I try to complete something that the Spirit has started, which it gets real ghetto, and I do not recommend. So I'm gonna be so for real with y'all. Like, y'all need to lock in with the Spirit. You need to lock in with the Spirit. You need to like make sure that like, if he's completing a work in you, that you allow him to complete the work and not you. Like, I'm just gonna be so for real, because so like, especially since we have grown in, okay, I'm from America, I don't know where y'all are from, but any of my U.S. baddies, we come from a very individualistic culture, And it's like, since we come from that type of culture, we try to be so self-efficient and we are so self-reliant. And I think because that is so ingrained in us, it has made our reliance on the Lord so much more difficult for us. And I feel like that's any individualistic culture, like, struggle when it comes to having a relationship with the Lord, because in an individual, oh my gosh, this word is going to take me out today. Individualistic culture, bro. Like, it's, I don't want to admit that I am not strong enough or that I am weak or that I need help, because that is so weak of me. Like, who am I? And, like, I have to be more self-proficient and stuff like that. But, like, that is not what the Lord wants us to do. He wants us to empty ourselves and die to ourselves on a daily and not lean into ourselves and into our flesh for strength. But, like, as Paul says it in 2 Corinthians, which, oh my gosh, it's so beautiful, but 2 Corinthians 12:9, like, he's taught, like, that verse, like, that whole entire passage is basically Paul talking about how he, he's like, oh, like, I really, like, okay, I actually just, I'm gonna for real just pull it up, because I am not trying to, like, not do it well, because even though I really love this, like, I just feel like the word of God does it the best. Okay, so I'm gonna start at verse 6. For if I want to boast, I wouldn't be a fool, because I would be telling the truth. But I will spare you, so no one can credit me with something beyond what he sees in me or hears from me, especially because of the extraordinary revelations. Therefore, so that I will not exalt myself, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan, to torment me so I would not exalt myself. Concerning this, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it would leave me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will gladly boast in all the more about my weakness, so that Christ's power may reside in me. I take pleasure in my weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and in difficulties for the sake of Christ. For when I am weak, I am strong. And, like, literally, like, I kind of lost my train of thought while I was reading that. But, like, generally, like, when we come from this type of society where it's like, me, I gotta do this. Like, when you're, like, God doesn't want you to exalt yourself or to think that it's anything that you have done, so you aren't boasting in yourself. And sometimes he will allow you to have these moments of weakness. And when he starts a good work in you, he will allow you not to be able to complete it in your flesh without the Holy Spirit. Because then it gives you something to boast about. And some people are like, oh my gosh, that's so rude of God. Like, why would he do? No, because humans, we are inherently sinful. We deserve hell. We deserve sulfur fire, like, for eternity, and the Lord has been so gracious to save us. And of course, if you've done all that and you die for people, of course you don't want them to take the credit and think it's something that they have done. Because if it could have ever been something we could have done, why the heck would Jesus come down here? I say this all the time. If your works could have saved you, why would Jesus die on the cross? Why would God become flesh? Why would God become flesh, walk on earth for 33 years and then suffer an excruciating death that he didn't even want to suffer, bro? Like, go to a Garden of Gethsemane. You're going to be like, hey, he's going to, hey, Lord, hey, Father, can you just remove this cup from me real quick? And then he was like, but allow your will to be done. It is the Lord's doing that allows us to be in the freedom and walk in the freedom that we have today. So don't forget, don't think it was anything that you have done. But, okay, that was a little, like, side tangent I kind of went on. But where we're going to be in scripture today and where the Lord really just has my heart is in Matthew 25. And we're just going to be talking about a couple of the parables in here. Wherever the Holy Spirit leads. Right now, I'm just going to be focusing on the parable of the 10 virgins. But, hey, we never know. Okay, so we're just going to start it at verse 1. Okay, Also, I received SB version Christian Standard Bible. So, if y'all ain't rocking with that, that's okay. But if you guys are, like, reading your word, especially if you're new in your word, and you're like, excuse me, she's not even saying none of the same words as me. Like, I'm reading in KJV. It's okay. The Lord's word has different translations for people to understand it in different ways. And I think it is so beautiful. Some translations are a little, I would say CSB is not a word-for-word translation, like ESV. Would be like, but it's more of like, it's a nice middle ground between word for word and thought for thought, and that's why I like it, because I love my ESV, but when it comes to preaching and allowing someone to truly understand the word, I think CSB does an amazing job. NLT is also another one that a lot of people go through, but I'm not, it's not my personal favorite, but it's still the word of God, so I love it. But anyways, so first one, sorry for that little side tangent. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the groom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they did not take the oil with them, but the wise took oil in their flasks with their lamps. And when the groom was delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. In the middle of the night, there was a shout, "Here is the groom, come out and meet him." Then all the virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise ones, "Give us some of your oil, because our lamps are going to go out." And the wise ones answered, "No, there will not be enough for us and for you. So instead, to those who sell, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourself." When they had gone out to buy some, the groom arrived, and those who were ready went in with him to the banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the rest of the virgins also came and said, "Master, Master, open it for us. Open up for us." He said, "Truly, I tell you, I do not know you. Therefore, be alert, because you do not know the hour of the day." So this is really just talking about, like, readiness, like, and just being wise. I think, and, like, this is talking about the coming of Christ, and I think a lot of us, when I first became a Christian, the coming of Christ was something that I thought about all the time, because we're in pandemic. Like, I got saved in 2020, middle of the pandemic, very depressed, very not okay. I shared my testimony in the first official episode of this last year, but I probably will redo it, because there's just some things I want to focus on a little bit more. As the Lord has been teaching me some things with my testimony. But, so I get saved. And so, you know, Christian TikTok is going crazy. Like, that is the thing that, like, I asked the Lord. I was like, "Hey, Lord, I really want to get to know you better." And after just having a really bad anxiety attack and being like, something inside me is dying, my mama was praying over me. And, like, I really feel like I had some type of spiritual oppression on me, because there is no way that I can describe the feeling, like, that I was feeling when my mom was praying over me in that season of my life before I gave my life to Christ, like, right before. But I just, like, I feel like death is coming, and I kept telling my mom that. But I'm genuinely telling you, it was the death of my flesh and the life of the spirit that was going to come in me. And I was, like, so excited. But during that time, and, like, on Christian TikTok and all this stuff, people are always talking about the rapture and Jesus coming and all the signs that, you know, the birth, like, the groaning pains, labor pains of the earth, and, like, the things that we're gonna see, you know, famines, floods, all this stuff. And, you know, there's all these people being like, "I genuinely feel like the Lord is gonna come back." And scripturally, like, I kind of understood it, like, I was like, yeah, but I just constantly was living a life where I feel like I had so much eagerness for the Lord, because I was like, "Oh, he's gonna come back at any moment." And then as the years have gone on in my faith, and now, you know, we're on year 4, praise the Lord. Like, yeah, I want to cry when I think about it. But, like, year 4 of walking with the Lord, and he has just taught me so much, and he has loved on me so much, and I've gone through so much, that sometimes I get so caught up on my fleshly life that I kind of forget about my eternal life. And, like, that is a no bueno, not good, bro. Like, I'm going to be so for real. But, I don't know, but it's just kind of making sure that I am preparing myself for the coming of Christ, and preparing myself
to be able to walk in confidence to the throne of the Father, knowing that the Holy Spirit is in me, knowing that I have done what he's asked me to do. And I think that's why today I got so convicted when it came to this podcast, because I was like, the Lord has been telling me to do this podcast for years and years and years, and I've made excuses upon excuses. And I have also made a lot of episodes I've just never released. And like, it was just because I'm like, no, like, the Holy Spirit wasn't a part of this. Like, and I think that's a thing that a lot of people just don't want to accept, is that I could have done a lot of episodes by now, but I knew that if my standing with the Holy Spirit wasn't in the right place, then it will be a very fleshly podcast. And I don't want a fleshly podcast. I want the Lord to be glorified in my podcast, and for him to be seen. So yeah, but also just like breaking this down, like, I did not search up any commentaries. I'm just kind of letting the Holy Spirit go with it, because I think sometimes I get so caught up in commentaries that I don't even allow the Holy Spirit to speak to me. I just focus so much on how the Holy Spirit has revealed to other people what he means in the scripture and what the scripture means. But yeah, but it's interesting because all these people knew, like, that they were, like, all of these, the 10 virgins were ready to meet the groom. Ready, quotations marks. Or thought they were ready to meet the groom. But, you know, the wise men took oils in their flasks. They made preparations. Because at the end of the day, since they do not know when the king is coming, the groom is coming, sorry. Since they don't know when the groom is coming, they're making sure that they're prepared just in case. And, you know, they fell asleep. Like, they don't know the things that the life is going to... Like, we don't know the stuff that life is going to throw at us. But we have to make sure that we hold on to the things that God has given us to prepare. You know, hold on to his word. Hold on to prayer. You know, keep the armor of God on you. Like, I just... There's so many things that he's given us to prepare. But, and, like, last minute, you can't be running out, like, being like, oh, now this is for all my people that are like, oh, that Jesus stuff is for the old people, not the young people. You're doing too much stuff. You're wasting away your life. I'm going to tell you first and foremost, when Jesus comes back, when you are standing in front of Jesus, because you don't even know when it's your last day. You could die before Jesus comes back. But when Jesus comes back, none of the partying or the drinking or the sex or the porn or anything will even come close to his glory. And in that moment, you are going to regret all those things you did when you were young. Even Solomon talks about it. The wisest man that's ever set foot on earth, bro. He was like, yeah, you know, live your youth life fully, but also do it wisely, because you're gonna have to account for everything that you do. So stop thinking that you'll have time. Be prepared now. I always tell my friends, gonna get sick of me, bro. They get sick of me sometimes when I say this, but it is James 4, and it starts with 13. And then it goes to 17. But this is what it says. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will travel to such and such a city and spend a year there and do business and make a profit. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring, what your life will be. For you are like a vapor that appears for a little while, then vanishes. Instead, you should say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. But as it is, you boast in your arrogance. Such boasting is evil. So it is a sin to know the good and not do it. I used to say it a lot more than I do now. But I'll be like, Lord willingly, I'll see you tomorrow. Lord willingly, I will do this. Lord willingly, this, that, and the third. And people used to get sick of me. They're like, Sarai, why do you sound like you're going to die at any moment? And I was like, it's not the fact that I think I'm going to die at any moment, but it's generally if the Lord wills. And I think a lot of us, we make plans and we boast in our plans. And we think that just because I said this is going to happen, it's going to happen. But that is not true. And we all know that's not true, because how many plans have you made that haven't come into fruition? Let's be so for real. Like, there has been so many times where you have literally made all these plans and you haven't done any of them. And it's like one of those things where I literally am like, Lord, allow me to do your will and allow your will to come. So it's like, hey, I'm going to prepare for and act like the Lord can come at any moment. Because I feel like a lot of us be sleeping at the wheel. Like, you think that the Lord can't come at any moment. You think that, hey, like, me just doing this sin, me just doing what I want to do, me living in the flesh, like, it's okay because, you know, I'll just repent later. What if you don't have a time to repent? You are boasting in your arrogance and in your ignorance, may I add. But yeah, so that's a little segue from that. But generally, just making sure that you have your oil. Are you ready? Are you prepared to be face to face with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior? And be honest with yourself. Don't say one of those, oh yeah, I'm so ready. Like, you know, I said the sinner's prayer. Be so for real. The way that you have lived your life today, yesterday, the day before that, this last week, this last month, and this last year, is this something that you want to hold, be held accountable for in front of the Lord God Almighty? And if it ain't, you ain't too far gone. You can spin it around. You can spin it back. Like, I think so many times people think that they are too far gone. They think, I've done too many things. And the enemy will try to lie to you and tell you you're too far gone. You have made too many mistakes. For when where sin increases, the word says, grace increases even more. But it takes you acknowledging your sin, acknowledging that you are sinful in need of a savior and surrendering your life to him and picking up your cross daily for him, loving God over anything in your life. The Lord has been convicting me so much recently because he's like, Sarai, you have so many idols. You have so many idols that come above me in your life that you don't even realize. One of my biggest idols in my life is my feelings and in my knowledge. I idolize it because what I feel and what I know in my mind sometimes trumps the word of God. And I'm like, whoa. And God said, hold on, Sarai. Moses didn't feel called to take Israel out of Egypt. But I told him that I, through my power and through my word, he'll be able to. There's a lot of people in the word who didn't feel called. I'm trying to remember the king. There's a king in the Old Testament. And when he got called to be a king, I'm pretty sure he ran away. I can't remember. But he like ran away. He's like, I can't do this. This is too much responsibility. I'm a little young. What are y'all talking about? You don't want me. You don't want me, Lord. The Lord wants you. And he loves you. Oh, Lord. So be ready. Be prepared. I kind of lost my train of thought on that last one. But the Lord wants you. And, like, don't idolize what you think over the Lord. Don't be arrogant. If the Lord said, hey, I want you to do this, say, because it is better to walk in the Lord's will than to walk into your own, because one path is light and one path is dark. And in the dark, you can walk off a cliff, and in the light, you will see that cliff from miles and miles away. So what is keeping you from being prepared to meet the Lord? What is keeping you? And I think it's also sometimes this pride in ourselves and not wanting to acknowledge where we truly stand. There is nothing wrong with acknowledging your weaknesses. As I was quoting before, like, Paul's like, bring it on, bro. Bring it on. After the Lord was like, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. Like, There is no reason for you to be ashamed of your weaknesses or feel like you need to hide them from the Lord. First of all, he already knows. And second of all, if you keep hiding it, there is no way for his power to be revealed in it. So allow his power to be revealed in your weaknesses. Yeah. I kind of started to lose my train of thought at the end of this. And I generally just feel like there's nothing more for me to say. Even though I feel like I'm like, I wanted to go longer than this today. But it ain't about me. Like we were just talking about. Sorry. I definitely am going to have to edit some of the volume on this part. And probably some of my stuttering out. But I like to keep it raw and unfiltered to be so for real with y'all. But I pray that y'all have an amazing day. And a blessed day, Lord. Let's just go to the Lord one more time. Lord, I just thank you so much for your word, and I thank you so much for your goodness. Lord, I pray that I will just continue, and everyone that's listening to this will continue to be prepared, Lord, to prepare for your second coming, and to not lose their first love, and to not think that they have all the time in the world, for they do not know what tomorrow has in store. Lord, I just pray that we will truly be prepared and listen to your Holy Spirit and sit still enough to hear your whisper, Lord, and to not go chasing everything in this world and all the things of this world because we're young, or just because we think we're young enough to keep chasing things in the world and that we'll always have time to go back to you. Lord, you love us, and the only way that we'll be satisfied in this life is through you, Lord. Not through anything, not through lust, not through drinking, not through anything, Lord, that's against you. I love you, Lord, and I thank you. I pray that you continue to be with us and guide us. I love you so much, and I thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I am currently recording this on May 26, 2024. So if I post it any later than tomorrow, that'll be no bueno. The Lord might be not happy with me. But yeah, I pray that you guys have a blessed night and that you have divine protection, Lord. Lord, protect them. Yeah. But yeah, that's it. I don't really know how to end this thing. So I love you. May God bless you. And bye-bye.